All right, Tamosai. Good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Resh Yud Aleph. A couple of paragraphs before that last section, but right by the back brackets. Ma'amar Hamuskar. Ma'amar Hamuskar. Ani Mavin Shadfarim Ulai Kvedim. So I understand, says the Mechaber here, that what I'm talking about, these are heavy things. Now, when he says heavy things, what he refers to over here is, remember what we're discussing over here in this last piece, is this idea that a person has to take the time to think about the simple things. Because as the Chazon Ish said yesterday, so even those things that we consider to be simple, nothing's really simple. Nothing's really simple at all. So therefore, we really have to take the time to contemplate even the simple things. So he says, I understand that what I'm asking you to do is difficult. Adam ha-mistabek b'shlavim ha-kalim. Ve'ino rotze la'ikanis le'talich ha-omok yoser. So, but look what he says, Rebosa. This is a very profound statement in general. A person who just wants to simply remain in the easy stages of life and does not want to go ahead and really exert himself to go any deeper. So we said this yesterday. So a person who just wants to kind of do the easy things, but does not want to exert the time and effort to do the more difficult thing, is like someone who kind of knows the direction where he wants to go, but once he gets to the gates of the city, no longer exerts himself to get any further. So says the Mechaber, such a situation like that, such a chaval. You know, it's one thing if you try, if you want to go from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, and you can't make it to Tel Aviv, you know, you only get to Beit Meir or something else. But to get to Tel Aviv, to get to the gates of the city, and not have the necessary strength or ability to go forward, that, says the Mechaber, is such a loss. Komasha dibarnu ad achshav. Elohim shvilim lahagil nekuda pnimis. Everything we've spoken about now really are just different pathways and different steps to get to this inner core. Aval nekuda pnimis yemuka, but this most inner core is very deep. Vehi al derech klal ne'alemes mi'adam. Bosei, so the Mechaber says that most people take the initial steps, but when it comes time to the final steps of really discovering who I am on the inside, very often that step people are not able to accomplish. That's obscured from people. Therefore, many things that we discussed may look very far away. But as long as a person continues down the path that we spoke about, he'll come closer to these things. And if a person comes to the last level that we're speaking about now, which you also remember, understand, the we went from being an introspective person to thinking of, right, just taking time to think, being an introspective person, thinking about my life, my actions, to the process of shutting down thought, quieting down thought, to the process of beginning to go ahead and think about what we call, quote unquote, the simple things. If a person is able to do all of these things, he will become the richest person on the face of the earth. He will reveal in himself a true inner light and joy. A joy, and a happiness that does not have a counterpart in this world. So, okay, so let's see. So this power of simple thought is true inner actualization. After a person has built up these two different paths, what are the two paths? Hein talich shel chashiva mufsekes. One, remember, is again this ability to quiet thought. Rabbi said, I think out of everything we've learned in the Sefer, that idea of quieting thought, of not thinking, is the most difficult thing. You know, I'll tell you something interesting that I've tried to do. People today, because we're always connected, so what's the first thing people often do when you wake up in the morning? First, right? You check your email. You check your email. And the truth is, you know, when you do that, when you check your email at 5 o'clock in the morning, so already from 5 o'clock in the morning, your mind is racing. Suddenly now, this, that, and you realize, like, it undermines your learning, it undermines your davening, it just undermines, you know, the one beautiful part, as exhausting as it is to get up so early in the morning, the one nice part is, you never notice how serene your drive to shul is. You know, pretty much no one's on the road. Right, nothing much. The world is still sleeping. It's the only time during the day. Maybe you have it again, like at 12 o'clock at night or 1 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully, you're sleeping by then. But you know, everything is quiet. And the problem is, we lose out on these opportunities just to quiet thought because we plug in immediately upon awakening. See, he says over here that these two pieces that we are discussing now, this idea of quieting thought. Talich shel chashiva mufsekes, vehin chashiva pshuta, and this idea of thinking about simple things. Va'ani madgish lo shtachit ela pshuta. Kilomar lokhim page ratio base. Kilomar lokhim yisodos pshutin v'yidun v'choshalein. Remember, what does that mean about thinking simple thoughts? It doesn't mean thinking simply. It doesn't mean thinking superficially. What it means is taking the things that we take for granted in life and thinking about them. Right? Also, and that's true, by the way, this idea is true, both Ben Adam L'Makom and Ben Adam L'Chavero. You know, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course I love God. What does that mean? Right? That's a simple statement, but yet do I really think about the profundity of that? On the other hand, I love my wife. Do I think about the profundity of that? What does that mean? How do both of these loves express themselves? These are simple things. They're simple things because if somebody asks you if you love your spouse, you love your wife, of course, the answer is yes. I mean, I don't have to think about it. Of course. Do I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course. Simple things, but yet again, do I really think about what those things actually mean? So therefore, the Mechaber says over here, if I am able to master these last two steps, quieting thought and spending time thinking about, quote-unquote, simple things that people take for granted, but we don't really contemplate, la'at la'at, a person will find a certain almost intellectual or not really intellectual, thoughtful serenity that they have never experienced until now. Zohi matana amuka b'socha nefesh. I will say a person will find themselves such a happier individual. Take time to quiet down thought. Take the time to contemplate and to cogitate over the simple, quote-unquote, simple things, and a person will slowly, again, we'll say nothing happens overnight, but slowly but surely a person will reveal within himself a certain internal thoughtful serenity that he had not recognized until now. This is the deep gift within the soul of man. B'machshavos sha'anu makirim ad hayom, kayamos o machshavos shtachios, o machshavos ionios. And I will say, normally in the world of thought, so in our realm of thought, we have two different types of thoughts. There is machshavos shtachios. Remember the word shtachios, I guess the Greek English translation is superficial, right? Like really means like panoramic, like the shetach. Right? So, but really, the way he's using it over here is because machshavos ionios means deep thoughts, ionios. So this is so. In generally, when we think about thought, there's superficial thought, there's deep thought. Remember the example he gave about superficial thought? What was the example? Crossing the street, right? So there's no deep thought that goes into crossing the street. I have to make sure there are no cars. I look this way, I look that way. It's a thought process, but again, it's relatively superficial. So there's superficial thought, deep thought, ava machshava pshuta, but simple thought. Shaketa v'amuka. Now remember, simple thought is not turbulent. Simple thought is quiet, but deep. Kim'at ve'einenu makirim. Rabosai, we don't really have this in life for one simple reason. Who has time for simple thought? Right? I'm busy solving problems. I'm busy dealing with issues, my own. I'm dealing with my own problems, my own issues. Right? I have real things like I have to deal with. So then where does machshava shakita, where does this simple thought come in? So he says, that's why we understand superficial thought. I understand deep thought. We are deep thinkers. But if you ask me to go ahead and think about and cogitate on the things that are quote-unquote simple, but now I want to think about them in a deeper fashion, that's very difficult to come by. When we think about superficial thoughts, Pashut inenu mafilim es hamoch kima'at. The truth is, they don't require us to flex our brain at all. Meaning they're almost like reflexive. Ubi kishechoshvim machshavos yonios, when we think deep thoughts, mafilim es hamoch harbe. We have to exercise the brain a lot. Aval yeshno sug shlishi shel machshava. But as he said before, there is this third category of thought. Shu machshava pshuta, simple thought. Aval amuka ad ma'od. But it's very deep, Rabosai. Mehechon hiba. So where does this simple thought begin, Rabosai? When I say simple thought, you know what we mean over here. We mean taking the time to think about the things that we normally assume are simple and straightforward, but are quite deep. So where does this come from? Hiba. Where does this ability to engage in this simple thought actually come from? Hiba mehagilo yahapini mishala adam. This comes from the inner revelation of man. Obelashan yose nechona, zulo machshava, zohi tfisa chavaya. Bose, this is amazing. He says the truth is that the art of going ahead and engaging in simple thought is not really a din in how I think. It's really a din ultimately, again, in where I'm holding in life. If the other steps follow through, if I become a thoughtful individual, remember, and we'll say, you understand also, by the way, that we are nearing the end of the Sefer, right? This is our second to the last page. So now we're getting to the end of the tunnel. I mean, there's another section which we'll do in Mirat Hashem, but we're nearing the end of the tunnel with this. So now, you know, we're going to have to start building one on top of the other. Remember, we go all the way back to the beginning where we speak about defining ourselves not as a body, but primarily as a soul, as a spiritual being that's housed in a body. You take all of these steps, and then I become an introspective person, and I learn to quiet down my thoughts. When I become a person who's able to do these things, that by definition enables me to spend time thinking and contemplating about the simple things in life. So thinking about the simple things is not an intellectual ability. It's almost like a thoughtful ability as a result of the state in which I find myself. He says, Zoi tefisa chavaya. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up with Imnisha Adam. But again, so instead of the Mechaber saying, we're now up to these last two stages. We're now up to these last two stages over here, ultimately of quieting down thought and then becoming a person who's able to think about simple things. But to reach these levels is not just simply an intellectual exercise, but rather it represents the ability to become a particular type of person. And that's the type of person I become after following all of the steps that we've spoken about until now. All right, well, we'll stop over here. In Mirat Hashem, we're gonna finish tomorrow. We're going to finish tomorrow, and then he has another nice little section at the end, which we'll do as well. All right, Tim Shikoch. Do you have a safer?